with SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The White House continues to support Israel's war with Hamas, even as it calls for greater restraint.
President Biden said he wants Israeli defense forces to be more careful about civilian deaths in Gaza as Israel goes after Hamas. And the National Security Council's John Kirby said Hamas could end the conflict immediately.
Lay down your arms, turn over those who are responsible for the October 7th attacks, and give up all the hostages. Three simple things.
Israel's defense minister said this week it will take months to destroy Hamas. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The United States National Security Advisor is set to meet with Palestinians' president to discuss post-war arrangements for Gaza. A senior official says this could include reactivating Palestinian security forces driven out by Hamas in 2007. Also on SRNews.com, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby takes issue with comments made by Russia's Vladimir Putin about hostage negotiations.
He's absolutely wrong that his government did not rebuff a serious proposal. There was one put forward and they rebuffed it. He's just wrong, flat out.
Kirby says efforts continue to win the release of Americans Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich. The European Union has failed to agree on a $54 billion package in financial aid that Ukraine desperately needs to stay afloat, even as the bloc decided to open accession negotiations with the war-torn country. The aid was vetoed by Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. It's looking increasingly unlikely that former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference trial in Washington will start in March. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up by 97 points. NASDAQ futures are ahead 54. This is SRN News. The dance world is grappling with transgenderism.
A boy who is living as a girl has finished first in an Irish step dancing competition in Texas, making him eligible to compete against females in international championships. The boy had previously performed as a male in other Irish dancing competitions. Many parents have been complaining about the presence of a boy in competitions strictly limited to girls. No word on what the governing bodies of the shows will decide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawyers for a spiritual advisor to an Alabama inmate scheduled to be executed have filed suit. They argue that restrictions on how close the advisor can get to the inmate in the death chamber are, quote, hostile to religion. Pastor Jeff Hood says he was asked to sign a form agreeing to stay 3 feet away from Kenneth Smith's gas mask for safety reasons. Smith's execution would be the nation's first using nitrogen gas. This is SRN News. A federal jury in Washington is deciding how much money former New York mayor and Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani must pay to two Georgia election workers for lies he told about them.
Wandria Shea Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, say Giuliani's lies about them led to a barrage of racist threats and upended their lives. They're seeking tens of millions of dollars in damages over Giuliani's false claims accusing them of ballot fraud while Giuliani was fighting to keep Republican Donald Trump in the White House after the November 2020 election won by Democrat Joe Biden. In closing arguments, Giuliani's attorney acknowledged that his client was wrong, but insisted that he was not fully responsible for the vitriol the women faced. Norman Hall, Washington.
Asian shares have churned higher after the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed to another record close yesterday. U.S. futures and oil prices also advanced. More details at SRNnews.com.